Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 17th, 2021, and this is episode number 132 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you need to know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we kicked off a week of talking about financial mindsets, all leading up to a conversation about financial independence and maybe even retiring early. The question we started with was, what's your financial past? I knew going in that it might not be the most comfortable conversation for some. It's not really for me. As I shared yesterday, it's important to understand how knowledge and attitudes, mindsets, I guess, have been passed down to us for generations, really. I think that if we can understand where we came from and what shaped us, we can figure out how to combat those mindsets that are working against us as we look toward the future. And I think that if we can understand where we came from and what shaped us, we can figure out how to combat mindsets that are working against us as we look toward the future. And that's a great segue to today's topic, by the way. I'll get to that in a minute, but if you didn't get a chance to join us in this discussion yesterday, or maybe you just want to dig deeper into this topic and hear what other architects had to say, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 131. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a worldwide community of architects and a supportive community at that. And it's a wonderful thing. If this sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, maybe it helps if I share an easy link with you. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group, and then think about becoming part of these live conversations that we have. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue talking about our relationship with finances by going the complete opposite direction from yesterday. So today's question is, what would it take for you to retire early? Basically, what's your financial future? I know for many of us, that question about retiring early may seem pretty far-fetched, but hang with me for a second. I don't know about you, but the first thing that comes to my mind is a great big number. But what if I thought about this differently? It's still going to take a big number to retire, but what affects that number? I'm sure where I live and how I live affect it. What if I set up some sort of real estate investment that pays for itself and allows me to live rent-free? I'm sure healthcare affects that number. Who knows what the cost of healthcare will look like in the future, but I wonder if there's some sort of fund that I can invest in today that's dedicated to future healthcare costs. I'm just making all of this up, but I wonder what I can do today to offset that proverbial big number tomorrow. Passive income, maybe? And of course, there are lots of things I can do now to earn more, like reduce my debt, raise my rates on every project, and so on. In Atomic Habits, James Clear teaches us to break things down into the smallest pieces and smallest steps. What if we took the same approach to the question of retiring early? This is clearly moving the proverbial goalpost, but what if the goal wasn't really to retire, but simply to step away from the day-to-day workplace? Now, I'm getting excited for our conversation today because I really want to know what ideas everyone else has. What's your financial future? What can you do? What do you need to do to retire early? Think about that and then join me this morning at 9 a.m. on the Clubhouse app or this afternoon in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group for our context and clarity conversation. And let's see what everyone can come up with. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.